Yeah, Happy New Year. Yeah, Happy New Year. Yeah, hi. Yeah, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Hi. Hi. Yeah, good to see you. You're looking good. Yeah, Happy New Year. Yeah. Hi. Yeah, hi. Yeah, hi. Good to see you. Yeah. Yeah, welcome. Yeah, you'll never forget today. Yeah. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Hi. 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 Oh, I see you. Yeah.Good morning, Christian people. Yeah, Happy New Year. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, you know who I am, right? Yeah, you know me? Yeah, I'm Magi. Yeah, I'm Magi. You know, Magi, not my name. No, my name unpronounceable by most of you. Yeah. Yeah, you call me Mike, right? Mike the Magi. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah, lots of Christian people think about Magi this week, right? Yeah, Epiphany on Tuesday. Yeah, Little Christmas. Yeah, Day of Three Wise Men. Yeah, not so much Church of Christ, but lots of Christian people. Yeah. Yeah, Latino households. Yeah, Day of Three Kings. Yeah, Los Tres Reyes, right? Yeah. Yeah, lots of presents, big party, very nice. Yeah. Yeah, one problem. Yeah, Magi, no king. Yeah, Mike is no king. Yeah, I work for king. Oh, no.No, I advise king. I spiritual advisor to king. I work for God. Yeah, I work for Ahura Mazda. Yeah, Ahura Mazda, the uncreated creator. Yeah. Yeah, the beginning and the end. The one who made everything you can't see and cannot see. Yeah, the eternal. Yeah, the pure, the truth. Yeah.Yeah, Magi look deep into the things of God, deep into the things of life. Yeah, we see the beauty and the rhythm in the life of the farmer. Yeah, in the herdsman, in the cycle of all the seasons, measured in the pulse of the sunrise, the length of days. Yeah, the shades of the moon, the dark of night. We look into life and see what we see.And we tell our king what we see. Yeah, the whole world is one piece. Everything is interconnected, right? Light and dark. Spirit and body. Past and future. Yeah, earth and sky. Yeah. Yeah, when something important happened on earth, you can expect to see it reflected in the heavens, right? Yeah, likewise, when you see something rare and special happen in the skies, you know that a remarkable event has happened on earth. Yeah, and Magi are skilled at interpreting all the symbols of nature, right? Yeah, yeah, the symbols in dreams.Yeah, the symbols of animals, of creatures in the wilderness and their ways. Yeah, and symbols in the skies, in the stars. Yeah, our astronomical observations are detailed and very scientific. Yeah, drawing on observations from long ago from our brother Magi's who made records in the sacred writings of what they see.Yeah, to Magi, every star, every planet, every constellation have special symbolic meaning, right? Yeah. Yeah, everybody know, yeah, something special in the stars. Where the stars are when a child is born is important, right? Yeah, they say, oh, that boy is a Leo. He was born under the lion. He will be a strong leader. Yeah, they say that, oh, that girl was born under scorpion. Yeah, she will always speak her mind.Yeah, you say you don't know. You say you don't do that. But yeah, you talk about it at parties. I hear you. What's your sign? Yeah. Yeah, but it's not the stars. It's not the stars that make a child personality. No. It's the time of God that the stars are measuring. The stars do not make time. God makes time.It's that moment. It's a moment when a child's spirit becomes physical existence. That special moment. Yeah, it's unlike any other moment in time because God make that moment for that child and not the stars. It's God time. And we magi, we measure the moments. We interpret the moments in life, in time, in the stars. Yeah, so that's why we look in the stars every night to see what God is telling us about the moments of our lives. Yeah. And so one night we're doing our job. Yeah, we're looking in the sky. Yeah, the date is May 27th. Yeah, you write it down. May 27th, there's going to be a test. May 27th. Yeah, it's the year you call 7 BC. Yeah, a long time ago, 7 BC. Yeah, we look and something special starts to happen. Yeah, the planet Jupiter. Jupiter is a royal planet of God and King. Yeah, royal God, King planet, Jupiter and Saturn. Saturn is Hebrew planet, planet of the Hebrew people. Yeah, Jupiter and Saturn come together in conjunction. Yeah, you know conjunction. Yeah, they're together, the alignment. And in a constellation of Pisces. Yeah, Pisces, symbol for West Land. We call it West Land. You call it Palestine. Yeah, Pisces, Palestine. Yeah, Saturn and Jupiter together in Pisces. So what, right? So what? There are 88 constellations. This happened in Pisces. There are no accidents in the heavens. And the stars and the planets tell us. They tell us a world ruler for the last days has been born to the Hebrew people in Palestine. Wow. So the next day. Yeah, what is the next day? That's right, it's May 28th. The next day is May 28th. You know what I do the next day on May 28th? I find some Hebrew people in my city. Yeah, I need to find a Hebrew leader and ask some questions. And we got lots of Hebrew people in my kingdom because they come here in exile, right? And they get so comfortable. Yeah, when they can go back home to Israel, they don't want to go. They stay. They're comfortable here. Fine, stay. We like you. Yeah. Yeah, these people, you know what they call themselves? They call themselves the people of God. Nice name, huh? Yeah. People of God. But you know what? They stick to themselves mostly. Yeah, they don't tell us much about their God. You know, we don't know anything about their God. You know what we know about from these people? We know they got lots of rules. Oh, yeah, lots of rules. Yeah, rules about food, rules about marriage, rules about work, rules about music, rules about women. You know, but right now, I'm not interested in rules. I need to find a leader. Ask some questions. So I find a leader. They call him Rabbi. So I say, Rabbi. I tell him what I find in the stars. It seems very important to me, you know. And you know what the rabbi say to me? He said that what I do is against the rules. I'm not supposed to look at the stars. His God say, don't look at the stars. That's called sorcery. Don't do it. I say, well, you call it what you like, but this is what I see. I see at the world ruler has been born to the Hebrew people in Palestine. Do your sacred writings speak of such a leader? And the rabbi, he quiet for a long time. He don't say anything. But then he start to smile. And I think maybe I see water in his eye a little bit. And he say, yes. Yes, Magi. There will come a king. We call him the Messiah. He will fulfill all the promises to Abraham and to King David. He will be born of the king's line. He will be very powerful. He will bring an end to all oppression. His kingdom will have no end. And his people will outnumber the stars themselves. I say, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what I see in the stars. Don't tell me that's against the rules. That's what I saw. Come on, Rabbi. But the rabbi, he still no believe because the stars are against the rules. I say, okay, you stay here. I go see your Messiah. So I tell my king everything, right? I tell him what I see, what the rabbi say, everything. And my king say, oh, you must go. Yeah, take much treasure and great tribute to the new king. Yes, yeah, so when he comes to his power, he look with kindness on our people. Yeah, in our religion, three is sacred number, three. Yeah, for sun and moon and fire. Yeah, the sources of light in our lives. Yeah, like God. Yeah, just like God, the sun is only source of light. Yeah, real source of light is only God and only sun. Yeah, because moon reflects sunlight. Yeah, and fire is a tree capture the sunlight. It holds on to the sunlight. And then when the tree burns, it let go of the sunlight. It's all the sunlight. It's beautiful, really. Yeah. Yeah, so for sacred number three, yeah, we choose three treasures. Yeah, three treasures to bring as gifts to this new noble king. Yeah, you know them. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Yeah. Yeah, gold. Gold is gold. Yeah. Yeah, our king sends some of his gold to the new king just in case he needed it. Probably not, but nice present, huh? Yeah. A frankincense. Frankincense is resin taken from tree grow in mountain desert. Yeah. Yeah, very, very aromatic. Yeah, smell nice. Yeah. Using sacrifice worship. Yeah, very expensive. Myrrh. Myrrh is from different tree. It's a gum from a tree in Arabia, in Africa, right? Yeah. Very strong odor. Yeah. Yeah, very expensive too. Using anointing oil and in medicine. Yeah, three noble gifts for the new great king. Yeah. And because three is our sacred number, we choose three magi for each gift. Yeah, three sets of three. Yeah, you hearing me right? Yeah. Yeah, so we have nine magi. Yeah, sure, why not? Nine magi. Yeah, and we got treasure, big strong boxes of treasure. We take strong guards. Yeah, they're going to guard the treasure, keep it safe. Yeah, and the magi have helpers. Yeah, and we need helpers for the animals, animal helpers. And we got to have a cook. Somebody got to cook for us, yeah. So we got 25 men in our entourage. Yeah, we're going to go on a journey. Yeah, there's just one problem. Yeah, Palestine. Yeah, it's almost 1,000 miles from my kingdom. Yeah, we travel 9 months steady travel to get there to pay homage to Hebrew Messiah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, but then we have to come home. It's another almost 1,000 miles. We will be gone for at least 1.5 years from our families. So we wait a little, yeah. We wait until the hot summer is over and the air cools with the fall. Yeah, so that way we only have to travel for one summer, not two. We don't want to travel two summers. We're going to travel two winters, but it's okay. I'm telling you, it's worth it. Two winters instead of two summers. Yeah, better every time, yeah. Yeah, so the day we're going to leave, yeah, our wives are there, our families, our king, all the people, they gather at the western wall to our city. Yeah, yeah, our wives are crying. Yeah, we are too a little bit. Yeah, many magi have small children. They will not see them growing up for maybe 2 years, and they're sad. Yeah, but they know we are on a special mission, a very special mission. Yeah, we are making first contact, right? First contact of people who are not in people of God. First contact with the king of the planets. Yeah. Yeah, so our journey is uneventful. It's long, but uneventful. Except for one thing. Yeah, yeah, as we're preparing for our journey. Yeah, a new star come on the western horizon. Yeah, we never seen it before. Yeah, and stay right there in the same place. It doesn't move. Yeah, and it rises like a planet, but it's not a planet. Planets don't twinkle. Yeah, twinkle, twinkle, little star. It's a star, yeah. But it doesn't move across the sky like all the other stars move across the sky except for one in the middle. But this is not in the middle. It's on the whole horizon. And it's not a comet. Yeah, it's not a meteor. Come on, we are scientists. We know these things. Give us some credit, right? No, there is no way to explain this with nature. No, it is supernatural. Yeah, we decide it is messenger star from God, right? Yeah, he's saying, you better get going. Yeah, so we go. Yeah, we are going. But we don't go west right away with the star. Yeah, we go north with the trade routes because travel will be swifter that way. And the stars stay with us, like God's saying, come west. And we say, okay. We're going north, so we can go west. It's okay. And we follow the star, and the star take us. It take us to Palestine. It take us to the capital city of the Hebrew people, to Jerusalem. Just like the planets say. Why? Yeah, and in Jerusalem, everybody see us coming. Yeah, we big colorful group. Yeah, lots of people, 25 people. They see us coming. Yeah, they see our big strong boxes. They think all those people might have treasure. Everybody interested in people that have treasure, you know. Yeah. And they see that Magi dressed different. See that Magi look different. Magi sound different. And these people of God in Jerusalem, they're afraid of Magi because we are different. But then we tell them, we are here to see the new king of the Jews. And they say, okay. And they take us to palace of their king Herod. And we say, well, okay, we see him too. But we're here to see new king. We said, new king of Jews. We're here to see child king, new king. And they look at us like we're crazy. Yeah. They get all upset and very, very disturbed. Yeah, they tell everyone what we say, a new king of the Jews. And they're all distressed. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You know, maybe they like this King Herod so much. They don't want a new king. I don't know. But they take us to their King Herod. Yeah. Yeah, and they announce us, yeah, Magi have come from the east. Yeah. And Herod, he very noble. Yeah, he welcomed us. Yeah, he seemed very smart, very kind. Although when he thought we were not looking, I saw him. He was counting our treasure boxes. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I caught him. But he said to us, he said, welcome to my kingdom. Now, what brings you weary travelers from so far away to this little place? And we say, well, we seek the child. We seek the child who has been born king of the Jews, for we have seen his star at its rising. I have come to bring him homage. The Hebrew leaders in our kingdom tell us, your sacred writings foretell a great king called Messiah. And Herod, he looked a little confused, right, for a little bit. He don't know what to say. And then he say, I'm not sure, I know who you're referring to, friends, but you know what? I'll contact my advisors immediately and assist you in your search in every way possible. In the meantime, you look like you've traveled far. You know, my servants will make you comfortable in your own wing of the palace, and I'll call on you when I know something. Shalom. So his servant take us. Yeah, very comfortable, very lavish guest rooms. Yeah. Yeah, he right. We're very tired, so we rest. And we wait and wait. Herod, no call us till the next afternoon, finally. But he say, just Magi come. Yeah, the servant, very secret, very quiet. Just Magi. And we say, okay. So we go with him. But the servant is very quiet and does not take us to the big public room like we were in yesterday. Take us to a different part of the palace. We don't see anybody, no servants, nobody. Yeah, but Herod is there. Yeah, okay. Herod, he say he very interested in our science, right? He said we talked about star and planets. He want to know all about it. Yeah, so we tell him. Yeah, the star, the messenger star, Jupiter and Saturn and Pisces. And yeah, he want to know exact day that happened, yeah, in the skies, the alignment. Yeah, he wants to know, he say he wants to go see if anyone in Jerusalem see the same thing. Yeah, I can tell him, no, it's against the rules. Nobody's looking at the stars in Jerusalem. But I keep my mouth shut, yeah, we just say, oh, well, it was, you know, about a little over a year ago in the middle of spring, yeah. Yeah, so he's satisfied with that, right? And so then he say, Well, my chief priests tell me that the Messiah is to be born in Bethlehem. So your journey is nearly over, friends. It's just 6 miles to the south from here. Go and search diligently for the child, won't you? And when you found him, oh, come back and tell me where he is so I can come and pay him homage too. Shalom now. Shalom. So we thank Herod for his help, yeah? And we get our things together, we gather our entourage, and we leave his palace at sunset. Yeah, and our western star has risen, just like it has every night for 9 months. Yeah, the messenger star. But then as we step outside the city gates, we're outside the walls of Jerusalem. The star, it began to move. It moved quick, it moved to the south. Wow! It moved to the south, just like Herod tells us that Bethlehem is south. So we follow star to Bethlehem. We walk into Bethlehem. It's a short walk. It's like 6 miles, right? And the closer we get to Bethlehem, the closer the star gets. It comes lower and closer. Until when we get to Bethlehem, the star tells us what street to walk down. That's how close it is. And it takes us past the big houses. Yeah, past the big houses. And then we get to some smaller houses. It takes us past the smaller houses. And then I get to some smaller houses even, and then go around the corner. And I come to the end of the street there. And then I stop. I stop over a small house at the end of the street. And we can't believe our eyes. And we would not believe it if we were not seeing it. Our search is over. We are overjoyed. We are overwhelmed. We are surprised. Wow. Yeah, the moment we have been waiting for over a year has finally come. Yeah, we stepped out in faith because we thought God showed us something important, right? That he wanted us to follow. And it took us a long time. Yeah, we waited a long time. We walked a long time following his star. Yeah. Yeah, we wanted to turn back many times, especially in the beginning. Because it was so hard, we wanted to turn back and go back to home. What we knew, what made us comfortable. But because we stayed on the road, God was showing us. Now we stand here before the little house that holds the King of the Stars. Oh, we're very excited, right? Yeah. A little nervous too. Yeah. Yeah. World ruler of the end of days. Wow. Yeah, maybe we should come back tomorrow after we can take a bath, right? Yeah, besides, if he is as young as we think he is, like maybe 1 year old, something like that, he should be in bed by now. It's after bedtime for 1 year old boy, yeah. Sure, yeah. Yeah, but then I say, well, messenger star wants us to go there now. And that good enough for everyone. So we go, we knock on the door. And a strong-looking man, you know, simple clothes, answers the door. And he's surprised to see us. He's surprised to see 25 people, yeah, after bedtime. Wow! Yeah, but then we tell him that God has shown us the way to his house so that we can see the new king. And he's not surprised by that. He said, you are welcome. But I am sorry, my house is too small. You cannot all come in at the same time. You will have to take turns. We say, oh, that's okay. Just a magi. Just a magi come and treasure, bring treasure. And we go into his house. Yeah, and I have the guards take the treasure over to the corner, put the treasure boxes in the corner, and the guards leave. And I look around the room finally, yeah. And boy, he's right, it's small. It's just one room. Yeah. And there he is, the little king, right there. Oh, he's so beautiful. He's asleep on his mama's lap, right? She's very kind. Yeah, she's not angry with us for coming after bedtime. She's very nice, very kind. And the light from their fire is making his little cheeks glow. It makes me think about the light of the sun that's in the logs. Yeah, the sun's light, the light of God. Yeah, it's reflected to me from the face of the new king. Beautiful. We all get down on our knees before the baby king, and we pay him homage. And then we go to the boxes of the treasure in the corner. Yeah, and three of us get gold, and three of us get frankincense, and three of us get myrrh. And we place them at the feet of the new king. This king of hope. This child of wonder. And when they realize what we are doing, his mother and father, they start to cry. And so do we. Because this treasure represents many years' wages for this poor man. Now, when God calls us on this journey, we do not know what kind of people he is sending us to. We think the new king will be like every other king. He does not need more gold. Yeah, he locked it away in storeroom and forget about the gifts that people give him. But we see this simple, poor family, and we know that our gifts will never be forgotten. And we look at this little one-year-old boy, this poor little boy, and we wonder what it will take for him to become world ruler of the end of days. And we know that when that happens, however that happens, it will be the greatest story ever told. Yeah, it's too late for us to go back to Jerusalem that night, right? So we set up a camp outside Bethlehem. And we will go to Jerusalem in the morning to tell Herod where we have found the child like we promised, right? Yeah. Yeah, but once we are all asleep, yeah, the nine magi, we all have the same dream at the same time, right? Yeah, the messenger star turned into an angel. Yeah, and come and speak to us and say, we must not return to Herod. Yeah, or the child will be in grave danger. Yeah, we must make sure that Herod never find out location of child. Yeah, and then we all wake up at the same time. Yeah, the Magi. And we awaken the rest of our entourage. We tell them we are leaving in secret, and I mean now. And they see the fire in our eyes. And they move quickly and quietly. And for as long as we are in Herod's territory, yeah, we hide during the day and we travel stealthily at night. Yeah, we slip through checkpoints and across borders. We don't want him to know about us. Yeah, the child must not be put in danger. But we know we are not the only people who have dreams. And we know that God will take care of this child. And we are very happy that we have just given the king, the new king, we have given him enough treasure to travel swiftly to the other end of the world and back if necessary. Yeah. Yeah. To the end of my days, I will count as the most important day of my life. Yeah, the day I bowed before the Hebrew Messiah and saw with my own eyes the great king who will bring an end to all oppression. Yeah, whose kingdom will never end. Yeah, his people will be as numberless as the stars I look at every night. Wow. Do you see what I see? I see that I was not looking for this king myself. No one would have ever told me about him. Do you hear me? If I was not looking for this king myself, no one would have ever told me about him. Do you see what I see? I see two kinds of people in the people of God. in the people who say they are the people of God. Yeah, back home, I see people who don't say anything about their king. All they tell me about is their rules. Yeah, everybody know about their rules. Nobody know about their king. I think the king is more important than the rules, right? Yeah. And then in Jerusalem, yeah, the people of God. Yeah, I see people who are afraid. Yeah, they're afraid of Magi because we're different. Yeah, they're afraid of difference. Yeah, and they're afraid of new king, too. They're afraid of new king because they're so focused on themselves and their own comfortable position. Yeah. Yeah, people will not hear about the king unless you tell them. Because people are not looking at the stars anymore. They are looking at themselves. And unless you tell them about the king, they will never know. Ever. So you got a lot of work to do. You got a lot of stories to tell. You got to tell the people about the king, right? Yeah. Yeah, you say with me, I will tell people about my king. Say it with me. I will tell people about my king. Yeah. Okay, I pray for you now. Let's pray. Oh, uncreated creator, you are the one who sent your boy. You gave us a new king who will overcome all oppression, whose kingdom will have no end. You have put us in your kingdom. You have let us meet your king. Help us not to be people who are afraid of people who are different from us. Help us not to be afraid of what you have for us. Help us not to be afraid to tell people about you. We thank you and pray in the name of your king. Amen. So what kind of people are you, Christian people? Yeah, do people even know you are Christian people? If they do, what kind of people do they know you are? Do they think you are people about rules? Or are you people about the king? Yeah, you have to tell them. Okay, I have a benediction from your sacred writings, right? Yeah. Have you not known? Oh, please stand up for benediction. Yeah. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. Yeah, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Yeah. He gives power to the faint. To him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And they will not be afraid to tell people about their king. You know, there was no time. It was not appropriate for asking the mother of the king, when was your baby born? What is his birthday? Yeah, we couldn't ask. Yeah, so we will never know if he was born on, what was the day? May 27, yeah. Yeah, but if he was born on May 27, you know what? He's a Gemini. Yeah, he got dual nature. Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, right. Yeah, so you think about me on Tuesday, right? Tuesday is Epiphany, Magi Day, King Day. Yeah, no king, Magi, Wise Man Day. You think about me on Tuesday. Yeah, and you tell people about your king. And you have a happy new year. Okay, bye-bye now, bye-bye.